It can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Is realizing the full value of your network just a dream? Intel is bringing AI everywhere, building solutions to help modernize and monetize 5G infrastructure, making it possible for telecommunications providers to expand services and drive efficiency by reducing costs and saving energy. The next wave of networks starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
Welcome to Prognosis. I'm Laura Carlson. It's day 91 since coronavirus was declared a global pandemic. Our main story? A top World Health Organization official sparked a controversy earlier this week over comments regarding asymptomatic carriers of COVID-19. She first said instances of asymptomatic carriers spreading the virus are very rare, before later clarifying her remarks. We explore why some people don't get sick after they're infected with the virus, and why their role in its spread is still unclear. But first, here's what happened today. The World Health Organization said today that a persistent increase in cases in Latin America is of deep concern as hospitals across the region come under increasing strain. This comes one day after Anthony Fauci, the U.S. government's top infectious disease expert, said the pandemic is far from over. China is offering employees of some large state-run companies the option to be inoculated with two vaccines currently in development. The government would only hand out the vaccine to workers intending to travel overseas. The European Union plans a gradual and partial easing of a ban on most travel to the bloc beginning July 1st. In May, the price of white bread dropped the most since World War II. That's according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Dress prices and car insurance fell by the most on record. Months of quarantine, it appears, have turned stay-at-home Americans into home bakers and lowered demand for anything but casual clothing, as weakness across most categories pushed the overall consumer price index lower for a third month.
Intel is the spark for the dreamers who do. Those with the ambitious, out-of-reach ideas, begging to become real solutions. They share a vision for how our world and our lives can thrive when bold thinking meets strong silicon. They dream of a life with no diseases, of cleaner, greener, more reliable energy through the power of supercomputing. They dream of trust and privacy for all, of advancing and expanding education by bringing AI everywhere. Intel is the spark to start something new, to build something better, to know that no dream is too daring when you have the right foundation. It starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
And now, our main story. A comment by a WHO official earlier this week caught many health experts off guard. She threw doubt on what has been accepted for months. Silent spreaders, carriers of the coronavirus who don't show symptoms, readily transmit the disease to others. The official later clarified her comments. But just how risky are these asymptomatic carriers? Bloomberg senior editor Jason Gale helps us untangle the issue.
Back in February, the Diamond Princess cruise ship was the center of an explosive outbreak of the coronavirus when it was quarantined in Japan. Of some 3,711 passengers and crew on board the luxury ship, almost a fifth caught it. At the time of testing, surprisingly, most of those infected didn't have fever, dry cough, or difficulty breathing, the usual symptoms of COVID-19. And when doctors followed those asymptomatic cases for weeks, they found that just under half never developed any disease. That contradicted initial findings from the World Health Organization. The agency said in March that asymptomatic infections are rare. But since then, reports from around the world have shown that asymptomatic cases aren't so rare, and in some instances, they might be the source of infections.
The majority of transmission that we know about is that people who have symptoms transmit the virus to other people through infectious droplets.
That's Maria van Kerkhove, the WHO's technical lead on COVID-19, speaking during a Facebook Live event in Geneva on Tuesday. She was clarifying comments she made earlier in the week about the risk of the virus spreading from people who don't have symptoms.
We do know that some people who are asymptomatic or some people who don't have symptoms can transmit the virus on. And so what we need to better understand is how many of the people in the population don't have symptoms, and separately, how many of those individuals go on to transmit to others.
The extent to which these silent carriers may also be silent spreaders isn't clear, and it probably varies between groups of people because of factors like age, genetics, underlying medical conditions, and people's individual immune responses. Uncertainty over how the virus behaves has hindered nations' efforts to reopen battered economies. If there are a lot of people in the community sharing crowded subway trains who don't know they're infected, well, that's a big problem if they're also contagious. Dr. Peter Collignon, a professor of medicine at the Australian National University in Canberra, says it's less likely individuals without respiratory symptoms will spread the virus simply because they're not coughing and spluttering on other people.
I actually do think asymptomatics cause less infection than symptomatics, mainly because they're not sneezing or coughing as much, and therefore they're not spreading droplets as much. There's a few studies that show that 80% of cases are due to 20% of people, so super spreaders. But that still leaves 20% who aren't accounted for.
Since infected people without symptoms aren't in bed nursing their illness, they are typically more mobile, which does present an infection risk. A simple nose rub could transfer virus particles to a hand that could then touch a doorknob or a faucet, which someone else might touch and then rub their eye or mouth, inoculating themselves and causing an infection.
So we've got to actually assume that people with minimum symptoms are still a risk for having the virus and being able to spread it. And that actually means that's good news in the community because it means we can keep on doing a whole lot of things within limits. But we've got to just assume it's there at low levels and therefore take all the precautions we have to not let it spread. So the hand hygiene, the physical distancing, don't go to work if you've got any symptoms, etc. That decreases the risk, but it doesn't make the risk zero.
Peter says that in countries where the coronavirus is spreading out of control, it makes sense for public health officials to target symptomatic cases, isolate them and trace who they've been in contact with to monitor for further spread. But in countries where there is little or no obvious transmission going on, it's important to hunt down all infections.
I think the asymptomatics are still important, particularly if you want to get levels of virus at very low levels of transmission. I mean, if you're in a country where it's out of control, okay, yeah, concentrate on the symptomatics. I don't have a problem with that. But if you're in a situation like Korea, New Zealand, Australia, the asymptomatics are also important to find. And once Europe gets down to low levels, it's going to be equally important because otherwise you find next winter you're back in the same problem again.
Infected people can also spread the virus via droplets that come out of their mouths in ways that don't require coughing. Dr. Sanjaya Senanayake, an infectious diseases physician in Canberra, says that could be important as communities come out of lockdown, especially in the context of large gatherings like protest marches.
There may be certain scenarios where an asymptomatic person may be creating more droplets or perhaps even aerosolizing a bit. For example, in a choir practice, we've had outbreaks in a choir setting, in a loud nightclub where you have to shout a lot, or a protest or some other event where someone won't be speaking normally. They might be therefore generating more droplets. And in that situation, an asymptomatic person might be able to spread to someone else that way.
Sanjaya agrees that the likelihood of onward transmission is lower in a person without respiratory symptoms compared with someone who's coughing. Problem is, there are a lot of people who are infected without symptoms, and their sheer number alone amplifies the risk of some transmission occurring.
There are a lot of asymptomatic infections out there, and we'll only work out that proportion ultimately when we have a good antibody test. So good serosurveys will give us that answer. And of course, it is kind of hard, because is someone truly asymptomatic if they're feeling a little bit under the weather, or are they actually symptomatic? So there are those slight subtleties in definition we have to think about.
Sanjaya says the prospect that asymptomatically infected people are less likely to spread the virus doesn't mean we should abolish physical distancing and other measures to control the pandemic.
Not now, not until we get a vaccine. I think we have to be very careful about that. Low risk is not no risk. And we've seen the consequences of what can happen if there is a super spreader event. It has all the downstream effects, the impact on our health system, our economy, socially. It's just a disaster. So we have to be very careful, but still accept that asymptomatic transmission is lower risk, but it is still not no risk.
The coronavirus has a way of exploiting our vulnerabilities. When we allow it to spread undetected, cases can snowball quickly. The only surefire way to counter it is to limit its ability to infect others. As the WHO said on Tuesday, in the absence of a vaccine, testing, quarantining and contact tracing remain our best defence against this insidious disease.
That was Jason Gale. And that's our show today. For coverage of the outbreak from 120 bureaus around the world, visit Bloomberg.com/coronavirus. And if you like the show, please leave us a review and a rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It's the best way to help more listeners find our global reporting. The Prognosis Daily Edition is produced by Topher Forges, Jordan Gaspure, Magnus Henriksen, and me, Laura Carlson. Today's main story was reported by Jason Gale. Original music by Leo Sidran. Our editors are Francesca Levy and Rick Schein. Francesca Levy is Bloomberg's head of podcasts. Thanks for listening.
The Bloomberg Sustainable Business Summit returns to London on April 25th for a solutions-driven look at the sustainable business and finance landscape, looking at the latest trends in ESG regulations, supply chain innovation, and transition finance. Speakers include leaders from CDP, Emirates Environment Group, Seedtrace, COA, and more. Summit advisors include City Commercial Bank, Red Sea Global, and Schneider Electric. Visit BloombergLive.com/SBS2024 to learn more.